Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a great environment. Philly's been playing fantastic, recently. You know, so we know what to expect up there, and that is what we say, it's for competitors only. And it should be a lot of fun.
You just got to go out there and compete, play basketball the right way, and do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Obviously, we're going to have to do it if we want to get to seven.
Oh, yeah, playoff time just about here this week. Be talking about it as the NHL will wrap up their season here real quickly. The Heat all set for play-in. You heard Spo talking a little bit about it. And so here we go, man. Here we go. And the Heat look like they're on the same game plan they were a year ago with the play-in. They're at Philadelphia. And if they win that game on the road, they'll play the Knicks as a 7 seed versus a 2 seed. Knicks, a great finish for them. They end up the 2 seed and jump ahead of Milwaukee. And then the Bulls and Hawks, that winner plays the loser of the Heat and 76ers to face the number 1 seed, Boston Celtics. And that's all coming up on Wednesday. Panthers, by the way, and we're going to have Paul Maurice join us coming up in just a few minutes here. We'll talk to the head coach. Bruins jump back ahead of the Panthers, 109 points to 108 points for the Atlantic Division lead. So Bruins got 2 games left, one tonight, and the Panthers tomorrow, of course, will wrap up their season, regular season, with Toronto, which, by the way, they could open with down here in the first round of the playoffs, because they will be have home ice advantage here in this round. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. It's going to be fun with these playoffs starting up. We had a wild, wild weekend. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody out there. I don't know what the ratings look like as far as the Masters go. But there is, for me, of all the majors, the back nine at the Masters, watching these guys, whether you have a lead by 2 strokes or 3 strokes, or you got a bunch of guys, sitting there, a stroke or two from each other. It's fun to watch because we saw some guys spray it in the water. We saw some guys, Scottie Scheffler, just hit some ridiculous shots to go with his second green jacket. He also won a nice, cool $3.6 million for first place in that tournament. So congratulations to him. And then the Marlins, they've now officially lost every possible way that you can lose a game. They've had those early leads, remember?
That was an interesting one yesterday, huh?
I mean, it does happen down to,
That doesn't happen like that.
2 outs.
Now your final strike.
2 outs, 2 strikes in the ninth. And you're up, by the way. You're up 7-6, and Marcell Ozuna hits a 3-run home.
What kind of a sorry-ass pitch is that at an 0-2 count? Like,
he just
try to get the guy on a pitch or something.
Threw it down low where Marcell Ozuna could just absolutely
he put
rip
it out to
it.
Center.
Yeah. No, he. So anyway, they end up losing that game 9-7.
That cost him the series.
Cost
man.
Him the series.
Was
Chance
close.
Get that
they
first
close.
Series. Now they got the Giants.
Are San they any Francisco good, Joe?
Yeah, no, they got their problems too. So we'll.
I'm guessing they don't have problems like the Marlins, but.
No.
They have a unique set of problems.
They
what are they 3-13?
Yeah. No.
Oh, well,
no, it's not sorry. They look like, by the way, look like they had a great crowd yesterday.
I'm sure they do. I told you the games are great.
They
the team stinks, but the games are great.
I think they
let you at Sundays, especially let you run around the field afterwards.
Yeah. No, they got
run the bases.
The marketing department's doing everything they can.
Oh, they're crushing it. Yeah.
No, listen, but at the end of the day, I say this about everybody's product. You can do wonderful things, give specials on food and souvenirs, and let the kids basically throw the first pitch and everything else. And it's great. Kids want to go, and I think it's brilliant that they're really pushing stuff for the kids, the programs they have for kids to get a gift by signing up for the programs and get something every time they go out there, which pushes the kids to get their parents to go to a game. But at some point, you have to win. You just do. You have to win. You have to win.
You and I disagree on the Marlins, but that's fine.
Well, you think the Marlins just want to have a team down here.
No, but I think this is what they are, and I think last season was about the best that they could possibly put together.
Which, by the way, last year was fun to watch.
Yeah, but when you're playing on a budget like that team is, and they're going to continue to be, that was the best you could put together last year, and I don't think those crowds were anything to rave about last year either. So, again, like to me, the Marlins are what they are. Either you enjoy going to baseball games or you don't. The park is beautiful. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's cheap, most importantly.
So they don't. People down here don't care if you win or lose, whether they go to a game?
I just think the Marlins are a different situation, man. They are what they are.
There you go, that are what they are.
That's,
what the hell
that's
that
exactly,
are what they are?
Because
what
you
that?
Know what it means. You know
no,
what it means.
No, I don't know when you say that. What's
because
that
mean? Because it just means that I don't think people really care one way or the other. They won last year. They made the playoffs. I mean, you didn't see people going bonkers over that.
No, their attendance was up. Very little.
No. I mean, like, so, well, you know, one of these days I'll get you to say
about
that they are what they are.
The bigger problem they have right now is three or four of their best pitchers are not ready for the start, and we're finding out this rotation is not as good.
You know
Max
they don't
Meyer,
have a problem
by the way,
with?
Max been good.
Whatever, bro. They don't. You know what the problem they don't have a problem with? It's cheap tickets, cheap food, and promotions, you know, and all that different stuff they do. They make it a nice time out there.
All right.
And that's all that matters. You have a nice time. I don't go to those games, and I'm devastated when they lose. Hell, when we went, I think they lost by 10 runs. We didn't leave bummed out, man.
No, but you were having a...
Plus, I just told him, I said, it's one of 162. That's okay.
It's a father-son bonding experience. I get that.
That's what you say every time you leave the park. It's one of 162, right?
Right. Why are you laughing, man? Why is it so funny to you?
It's not funny.
Why is it so funny when somebody's bad in town? You don't really care
the Marlins are what they are. Like you care. You do this every season. It is kind of funny because you do this every season.
I just like our teams to be good,
at
least try to be good.
I think we should focus our energies on some of the other teams being good.
I do. I got a lot of time.
I'm telling you,
I got
honestly,
a lot of
man,
time to focus on a lot of things.
I'd rather the Dolphins win a playoff game than the Marlins win a playoff series. That would be a little bit more pressing for me.
Well,
or the Canes to make some noise, you know, late in the season, maybe an ACC championship game appearance. I mean, a lot more to me than the Marlins.
Well, they got rid of the four playoff teams for college football. It's going to be 12. Hell, it's going to be 14 before you know it. They're talking about jumping right to 14 in the next few years, too. And these Mario's, whether it's a transfer portal, getting these recruiting classes ready to go as true freshmen or a second big class of top quality players, got to get those guys playing as quickly as possible and whatever he adds. And then coach them up, man. Get them in a system and get to that 12-team playoff. Just get to that 12-team playoff. Which
ACC championship game would be a good starting point.
That would be a very good start. The ACC championship game. Woody, very nice call by you. Yeah. I agree
you
with
went
you.
Full pig. You're going for the playoff, which is fine.
So you can have two teams in
there.
But
when it doesn't happen, no, I get that. I understand how it works. But
you can't have two if you get in and you're like 9-4, probably not going to get the second team in.
I think it's going to be very difficult for them to get to the postseason. the playoff this year. I do. So, you know, with that being said, I think, you again, you need to temper expectations just a tad.
We didn't bring Cam Ward in to not – you want to talk about guys – you know, we talk about two all the
time.
It's
a big jump, Joe, to go from 7-6 to go to the playoff. It's a big jump.
They lost a bunch of close games.
It's a big jump, man.
They lost a bunch of close games.
Yeah, they still lost six of them. How many can you lose to go to the playoff? One?
You think they brought Cam Ward in for whatever they paid him?
I understand. But how many games do you think you can realistically lose and make the playoff in it with an ACC schedule? Hell, FSU didn't lose any. They didn't get in last year. I know it expanded, but...
I think they need to be 10-2 with 12 teams.
10-2?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
And by the way...
Listen, if there's one thing we've seen, and this is nothing to do with the Canes, there is bias towards the ACC and their perceived, you know, strength of schedule.
Will you stop going into that whole thing?
They're going to give as many possible spots.
Why is that the angle you come up with about everything?
Because you say two losses. I don't think two losses. I don't think two losses gets you in. But you keep, like, these SEC teams, Joe. There's going to be SEC teams with two losses that are going to get in.
That's true. That's why
they're
going to
be Big Ten teams with two losses that are going to get in. It's designed for those conferences to get more teams in.
They're not going to get all the spots. But they are going to get more
spots.
They're
going to get most of them.
What do you think? They're going to get six apiece?
No, but I think they're probably going to get – the SEC's probably going to get three, at least.
They'll probably both get three. There's probably six spots for everybody else, but that's enough. That's enough. Let me tell you, this 12-team playoff put a lot of pressure on some schools. A lot. I can name them. USC, Miami. There's a lot of schools got a lot of pressure now with this thing going to 12 teams.
I'll be very pleased if we make it to the ACC championship game.
Yeah, man, it's
that would be a very, very good step forward for this program.
You know, they in a lot of games last year, man, and didn't finish them, didn't close them out, and didn't get a stop when they needed or couldn't score.
We know.
Or the other problem, fumble, the whole thing. All right, we've got a lot more to get to. Paul Maurice, we're switching it over to some hockey. And the Panthers in really good shape, sitting there with 108 points with one game left. Toronto tomorrow. The coach will join us when we come back, and we'll talk to him because we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. But first, I do want to take a second this morning to talk to you about injuries, man. I hate talking about injuries. I always tell everybody, man, I don't like talking about injuries. But sooner or later, they happen to everybody, and then people start asking me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, that's an easy one. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They all trust those great doctors, those team doctors, and those specialists to take care of these teams. Off-season, in-season, they're going to the best. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Yeah, man, they got some specialists, a bunch of them, for the knee and shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And the injury that they're seeing more and more of is Achilles, and they've got more than one great doctor for that to take care of all of us. And I tell everybody, team or individual sports, let's be honest, man, you want to go when you get injured knowing that somebody's taking care of your athletes in town that you watch and go pay to see, be able to go to those same doctors. They've got they're called Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. I tell everybody, we got three great locations that I've been pumping up. Nothing against the other ones. Baptist Health is big. The Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility. And now you can visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to get yourself an appointment to go to the new facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County. It is so easy to get to. I mean, right off 595 and Pine Island. It is right there next to the Renaissance Hotel. The Big Pineapple is alive and well. You'll see it. Hey, stop by. Next time you have an injury, need to see a doctor that you know has seen that injury that you or somebody you care a lot about has had. Remember the name, Baptist Health, South Florida.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, joins us. I'm guessing he's going to be watching a little hockey tonight as Boston and Washington will be playing and 1 point out in front of his Panthers. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
We're doing great, and I got to ask you, I know you've been asked this already. Does it matter what happens in that game tonight on who will play in that last game against Toronto tomorrow?
Yeah, it would affect it a bit. We'll watch that one, obviously, and then we'll set two lineups. You know, you always have a guys with a little nicks and bruises, right, that we're always kind of maintaining injuries. So if Boston wins tonight, then we'll also get some extra guys in. We'll be able to get a couple of guys rest. But we're in pretty good shape, knock on wood, right now. We've got Ekblad and Verhaeghe, we believe 100% will return for game one, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. So we're in pretty good shape with our health.
Well, the good news is 51 wins, and you're playing great here at the end of the season. I know when things you were losing some tight ball games, you were pretty consistent about, hey, don't read into this too much. We're fine. I like where we are. How do you feel about this group now as you get closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, I wasn't overly concerned. You never like losing, you know, like it bothers you. But it's when you lose and you don't understand it, like what's going on with our energy level or why are we playing the style of game. We had a little bit of aberration there in March, but it's been so good for us. Like there have been three blocks of time this season where we didn't really like what was going on in our game, three or four games we'd lose. And then we were able to come out of it and go on long runs because the players focus in on what's hurting us. So I was comfortable with where we're at. Our two or three best games in that block of time were against elite teams. And so, you know what, this is a pretty focused group, and they have been right since training camp. And we got into the middle of March, and it was still a month away from playoffs, and their eyes were starting to go to playoffs, and I understood that. We'll peak in time at the right place.
Coach, we got to talk about him. Sam Reinhart, the year he's had, 55 goals, 10 game winners. I know his guys set him up nicely, and we'll talk about Barkov as well. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about a guy that's been consistent. I know you've had some great scores throughout your coaching career, but this guy, what a year.
Yeah. You know, he's just quiet. If it's possible, he's quietly scored 55 goals or whatever. He has just been so consistent and not a streaky at all, but maybe more importantly in his play. His play is the same every night. And whether he scores or he doesn't, he's doing all the right things. He doesn't cheat the game to score. He's not hanging in behind guys. He's not extending shifts.
Right.
He just does all the right things, and he's gotten rewarded with a memorable season. And you're right, like, this doesn't happen very often. I've never had a 50-goal guy. I mean, I've had a whole bunch of guys score 40s, but 50 is an unusual number, and it's something that he'll get to remember the rest of his career, and certainly he'll be remembered for it.
Coach, I got to ask you, Barkov, Reinhart, and Tarasenko, you put it together. I'm guessing, well, you must have had an idea. Did you think it would work out like this? Have you been surprised?
No, you know what? It's split because he first came in and we put him there, and then our whole team game wasn't right for a week or two, and then Sasha Barkov got injured. So Barkov goes away. We get an opportunity then to move Tarasenko around and see him with a bunch of different people. But when Barkov came back and he was healthy, the idea was, okay, the best place that we've seen, he scored two goals against Calgary. That's the best place to put him. And the three of them now kind of understand, okay, we're aligned. Let's get it together. And they've been working real hard at it. What I like the most, Joe, you got three kind of hockey guys, and they talk hockey all the time, and they're interested in the details of the game, and they're constantly talking on the bench. So I think this is a line that's going to grow, that's going to get stronger as the playoffs go each game. They start to and guys, they're also not kids anymore. So Tarasenko's won a Stanley Cup, and he knows how to raise his game. And Lord knows, I saw it in the first round. They beat us, and he was fantastic on their way to win the Stanley Cup. So you've got three guys that are going to peak and be so wired in for this competition that's coming. I expect them to be very, very good.
Coach, another stat that kind of just snuck up on me. Big Bob's got six shutouts. And by the way, Anthony's also got a couple, but Big Bob, man, I was like, holy smokes, in your numbers when you look at your goaltending from both those guys right there at the top.
Right. And that's probably the underpinning of our whole year. I think our players in front of these two guys have worked very hard and been pretty diligent defensively. But at the end of the day, you don't get those numbers unless your goaltending is elite. So the improvements from last year, number one is our penalty kill. And it's gone from the bottom of the league to near the top of the league, and it's been very, very strong. And the goaltending is, as they always say, your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. That's where it's really affected our game and made us a much more solid team. All our defensive numbers are very, very good. And goaltending is the number one reason for it. But all the players in front of him allowed those two guys to be good. Sergei's just, he's just constantly gotten better over the course of his career. He's learned, he's adjusted. There is something to the connection between the two. It's unusual. Like, they are very close. They play off each other. They joke around with each other. Their personalities suit each other. Bob's very wired, very dialed in. Anthony is too, but he's got a more casual bent to how he moves around his day. We got a great tandem there. Either one of them can pitch a shutout, and the fellas have lots of confidence.
Coach, it wasn't always like this before you got here. As you know, he had his problems, and everybody was bringing up his big salary and everything else, and now he looks like a little kid after he gets wins and stays out and cheers with the crowd, and he's just he looks like he's really enjoying himself here in South Florida, for sure.
He's gotten to that age in his career. I think it bothered Sergei that he wasn't playing well, that he wasn't delivering on that contract. He's not a casual man, and he's certainly not one of those guys that doesn't love the game and, loves the money but not the game. It bothered him, and his personality probably made it more difficult for him to play well. That, and it was beyond pressure, the feeling that you're letting your teammates down. But now, I don't think I got any. Robbie Talis, our goalie coach, does a marvelous job tapping into the individual personalities and getting the best of them. And you come to one of our morning skates, and Sergei Bobrovsky has fun in the morning skate now. And that's an important thing for a high-pressure, wired guy to be able to relieve that pressure, to have some pure fun during the game. And as we all get a little bit older, we start to appreciate that some things aren't going to last forever. And Sergei knows he's on the clearly on the back nine of his career. He's enjoying every minute of it.
Well, Coach, you're very familiar with the two teams everybody's been yapping about that you're going to open with here the last couple weeks, Toronto or Tampa Bay. Does it matter? I know you know them both very, very well. We played them a ton.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. And proof of it, obviously, is last year. You would never pick Boston as a first round on Perlman. And we needed it to be Boston because we learned a whole bunch of things that got us an Eastern Conference championship. So you are looking for, there's no ease here, right? To look and say, well, this is an easier opponent. It's just not going to happen. So once we've got that foolishness out of the way, they both have strengths and they both have weaknesses, as do we. And we're going to try to exploit theirs. They're going to try to exploit us. We've had the theme that would be similar is both teams are very high scoring. And we're a very strong defensive team. So it'll be a battle of wills in those two departments. And the team that I think that holds truest to their identity wins.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask you, watching all these games, and you guys are a little short there, not getting a lot of calls your way on power plays for a while, and I know the announcers did a good job of bringing it up, which is their job, but they kept going to close-ups of you. You handled it pretty well, but did it bother you, or are you one of these coaches, everything's going to even out, or what was that like going through that where everybody else is getting four or five more than you were?
Yeah, I never believe that stuff evens out. It doesn't even, it's our job to change the the narrative and the benefit of the doubt. So I also know when the cameras are on me, and I've been fined enough. So I'm careful how I do it. There's lots of different ways to do it, but I know when they, you know, between whistles after a call, that's when the camera's on you. So you just bide your time. We play an aggressive physical game, which means we are the most penalized team in the league, but we're second in penalties that we draw. The problem I have is the disparity between the two. I don't think reflects the game. That being said, we have an opportunity to rewrite that. Right, and it doesn't necessarily mean how game one is called. When you look at the first three rounds last year, it was some of the best refereeing I'd ever seen. A little, from our point of view, a little shaky in game ones and two, but we got into, as the series went on, we learned to stay out of the areas where the referees' antenna go up, and I thought we did a good job managing that, and I expect we'll be able to do the same.
So, Coach, I got to pay you a compliment because they do. When the call looks a little shaky and Goldie and Randy are going a little crazy up there, the first shot you know is to your reaction. And I got to tell you, if you are saying some bad words, I maybe have caught a couple, but they're not loud, and you've done a really good job. I don't know if you're hearing from family members, but I think you're pretty good. I don't hear a lot of the F-bombs and what the – you know, good job.
I am trying to cut down on that a little bit, but it's all about getting to know your team. And it hasn't worked well. When I lose my mind on the bench, the team follows suit, and that doesn't go well for us. It doesn't change what the referees do. It augments it. So we've got to manage that a little bit. It's part of who we are.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask you one more, because this comes up in all our teams and all our sports and today's athletes, communication, like what you're going to be doing, what your thinking is going into the next game. How important is that, either individually or as a group, to let these guys constantly know what you're thinking as far as the coaching or a game goes?
I think it becomes incredibly important, especially in the playoffs, that communication. It's really all I do for a living. The X's and O's are important, but over time you learn to manage those pretty quickly. The individual relationship, but managing the mood, the stress, and the energy levels is almost, I would say it's 80%, 85% of what we worry about when we get to this time of year. So we have a whole team of sports scientists about recovery and all the things that we need to do to get better. And then we've got 8 coaches on staff. We are constantly dividing the team up into 3 or 4 people where we make sure we make contact with every player every single day, just checking where they're at. And then what you want to do is what you say on the opening night of the playoffs or in this opening week is very similar to what you said the first day of training camp, and you want to continue that consistent message straight through. So the players, because in every playoff there's doubt. There's going to be every single team is going to go for a run of a couple of losses, and that's when you need that vision to have been clearly articulated and the faith in that vision, and you need to have built it over the entire year. It can't be something you got hot on a weekend with. So that articulating that vision and being consistent with how you handle your day is basically what we do for a living.
You know, you've been around this game for a while. Have you seen a change as far as the way coaches can talk to players in today's world? I've seen it how I am with mine and the way my parents talk to me. Have you seen changes that way?
Yeah, well, it's completely different. I think I always felt, you know, 20 years ago, most of the interaction came player to player, like the direction. You learned the game almost from the guy that you sat beside the bench on. Since the systems weren't even a major part of it, it was the coaches growled, bench guys, and made it tough on their own teams, and the players banded together and they coached each other. And now it's not that like that anymore. The players look far more to the coaches for the why, because there's so much more information. The systems are so much more detailed. And at the same time, I think they're probably better people. And so I'm going to lump myself into the not that group, like the older group, where we're a little harder and a little harsher. I think these guys are actually better human beings. They treat people with more respect. They're nicer to kids. They've grown up in a kinder, in some ways, kinder, gentler generation in terms of, and they're good to each other. At the very least, I would say this group here, I love the way they treat each other, the way they respect each other. You can't really walk into our room and without knowing the team, knowing who the alpha male is and who the 13th forward is or who the 8th defenseman is. And when the trainers walk around, there's no pecking order to these guys. They're all treated with a great amount of respect. And that truly, I think, does come from our captain and our captains, how they manage the people around them. That goes to the bus drivers, the flight attendants, all the people that support these guys. I feel that these players are more aware of it. and they're more respectful and appreciative of the people that have helped them get here.
It looks like it's a really close group of guys, no matter what line they play on, whether they play, whether they're stars. Do you feel that way? You've been around a bunch of teams.
One of the things I do at the start of the year is I get around everybody and ask them what the favorite part of their culture is. What's the one thing that they enjoy the most about being a Florida Panther? And that was exactly one of the comments. I love the way nobody cares who they play with. Nobody cares how many minutes they get. So I've been here almost 2 years now, and I have not had one player come into my office and complain about ice time. And that has never happened ever in my career. And I've had teams where you had at least everybody through once, right? It's a veiled comment. I want to help the team do more, which is code for I want you to play
right.
me more. So,
right.
you know what? They just, they, you know what? Any of the conversations, I want to be able to play better. What do I got to do to play better? What's the problem? Where's my next step in my game? And that's been so refreshing for all of us. We're lucky here. We got eight coaches, as I said, eight on-ice coaches, and we have been afforded a hockey team that has a great captain, great leaders, and just nice men.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been fun, Coach, and it's shown with fans support at home and fans going crazy and really enjoying it, knowing you guys have a chance once again to go deep into these playoffs. I really appreciate you coming on, as always, Coach.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Anytime. Anytime. We'll talk again soon.
You got it. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, joining us. Talk a little bit. I always wonder, you know, he could be old school. I mean, that age, and he gets it, man. He gets it, guy. In the changing world of how we treat people. Yeah, it's good stuff. Appreciate it. And so I guess we'll all watch and get an idea on who might be and might not be in that lineup by what happens tonight in that game with Boston and Washington. All right, we got to go to break here. I do want to take a second to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, they're closer than first cousins, man. I'm telling you. You got one, you probably got both. That's just bottom line. And if you do, a lot of men can't go, what do I do now? I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is. It's humiliating not to have energy and tired all the time and on the weekends. Don't feel, can we go out Saturday night, honey, and not Friday? Hey, listen, I just want everybody to know Atlantic Men's Clinic helped me with both. And I had ED and low T. And, man, it was embarrassing. I go, what the hell do I have now? Oh, my God, what? You know, and then you're apologizing, you're embarrassed, all the other things that comes with it. But I'm here to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. It works. And if you're going through it in your 40s, 50s, and 60s and constantly tired and you're gaining weight or you're moody, you're not sleeping well, it's all low T. It's all part of that low T family, and it sneaks right over to ED. I just want to let you know that they've got it ready to go for you and take care of it quickly. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. It's been 7 months I've been with them. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, Tina, PSA test, and have medically advised the test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have an expert staff. You're going to like them, like the people they have, and you could be having sex the day after your appointment. How's that sound? They have six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Make the call. Check them out. Learn more about them. Go to Atlantic.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Men'sClinic.com.
All right, let's get you some weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Looking like pickleball weather out there today, Joe. 70 degrees and sunny, a 0% chance of rain.
You know what it felt like? I think I got up, it was like 62 or 63 degrees. It was great out.
It was. It was
walking out
in
that front
door earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Well, the sun is out now.
I guess that's the deal, Woody. I guess we really, that's why they have so many weather people at all these stations now.
What do you think their batting average is? Like, you know, they say, you know, X amount of chance of rain or whatever. Because the app that I use the Weather Channel app, His seems to be wrong, I don't know, 90-something percent of the time.
I can't talk for all of them, but I got to tell you, NBC6 has this expensive, big-ass white ball. Have you ever seen it?
I have seen those, yeah.
So that thing's really expensive, and it's even more accurate.
Okay.
They don't. Hey, when he tells you it's going to rain over your head in like 20 minutes, like when you leave that day, you go, hey, he goes, oh, you're getting rain. And, I mean, it can speed, location. Those guys are pretty accurate.
I don't know. So there's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, the show with Larry David.
Yeah.
Where the weatherman says it's going to be like terrible out and it's going to rain and everything. And Larry says that he does that just to get the golf course to himself.
So that's the big joke is those guys just say stuff and they actually, they got equipment there.
I don't think they make it up, but. Like, I was at the Canes baseball game a couple weeks ago. It said on the app that there was, like, a 10% chance of rain. It poured on us.
Okay. Well, I always say this. When somebody says there's 0% chance of rain.
That's true.
Don't do that here.
Yeah. It's what it says today.
It only takes one little cloud. And
it says
you
0%.
You, too, can get a little rain. Hey, by the way, want to thank Paul Maurice for joining us, Panthers head coach. Great stuff. Just get to know him a little bit better and things he's aware of. How about knowing that somebody's not happy with a call or looks shaky by what Goldie and Randy are talking about, that first shot, and they do this in every sport now. The first thing they do is go to the coach for reaction, right? And they go to the player who gets called on and he's skating off, he's going in the penalty box. But then they go to that shot. Now the official's going over to talk to the coach. But I got to tell you, our guy, Paul Maurice, I ain't saying it's like, you know, he might not need a confession from time to time if he's Catholic, but I'm just saying that he's pretty good. He's not throwing F-bombs where you can hear him and stuff. I meant that as a compliment. I thought he does. And he said he's aware of it. He knows it's coming, and his family has said, you're on friggin' TV. I just think it was kind of funny that he's aware of that. The other thing, the communication and the way you talk to players today, instead of all the ass chewings and then and that stuff, it's mostly gone, folks. It's almost all gone. I'm not saying there isn't a little old school and still about, you know, being able to perform, but there's just different ways. It's kind of interesting because. Coach, how old's Coach? Is he almost 60? I think he is almost 60, late 50s. He very aware of the stuff, man. So it's 57.
He's the same age as Tyson, right?
He and Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
Paul Maurice is stepping in the ring anytime soon.
No, I don't think. I don't think so. But anyway, wanted to thank him for coming on.
He was very good today. It was very interesting stuff.
Don Bailey Jr. DBJ.
He's a good man. He was in good spirits at the spring game.
Well, listen, man.
He's excited.
He's
always optimistic. I give him that, man. I love that about DBJ.
Well, he also knows what the team needs and doesn't need. Yeah, he's got great relationships up, and he's allowed to go places unknown to other mankind out there. Mm. He's got great relationships, but we'll talk to him a little bit. It's a crazy time, man. Spring football's over, and you're like, okay, great. Now I got to see who's coming back, who I want to have come back, and, the transfer portal. So everybody's talking about this running back at Oregon State, 1,200-yard running back at Oregon State. I guess everybody is trying to get. I didn't even know about him, but I see everybody's writing about him. Then it made sense. Like, if Washington State, we've already got their quarterback, so Cam Ward's here. But if you got good players, Washington State and Oregon State, and they know they're good, they're not staying there. Unless they're madly in love with some girl, they're not staying.
Does the Pac-2 get a bid for the playoff or no?
I think if they're good enough when they're scheduled.
No, but like, I mean, if you win the Pac-2, do you get an auto bid?
Aren't they part of somebody's?
Their schedule's actually pretty interesting. They play Oregon State, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you wanted. Or yeah. They play Idaho State, San Diego State, Oregon, Purdue, Colorado State, Nevada, UNLV, Cal, San Jose State, Air Force, Washington State, and Boise State. That sounds like the
So
the Mac?
Some of those.
No, not the Mac. The WAC?
I will tell you, that is a friendly traveling schedule because a lot of those schools are up by them. Washington State and Oregon State kind of up there by themselves a little bit.
What did Purdue do to themselves to get a trip to Oregon State?
I don't know. I don't know. You need
games. That's a little strange.
You need games.
I suppose.
Still got to put them on the – but that schedule had a little bit of everything. That did. That had
Are those all the programs of, like, your youth, like when you were – those must have been big schools, right? UNLV?
UNLV's never been a big football school.
No?
No.
Basketball. San Jose State, obviously, Bo.
San Jose State at one point was really good because that guy hit the transfers. Nobody hit the transfer portal like San Jose State. Bo played with like half the Pac-8 back then because those guys would leave and come to San Jose State.
Did Bo sign as a freshman or is he a transfer portal guy?
He's a transfer guy too.
He's a transfer portal guy. Where'd he come from?
He went to
Mopena State?
No. Why? I thought you were having a serious conversation, and all you wanted to say is Milpenis. That's all you wanted to say.
No,
you're such a child.
I wonder if there's a college in Milpenis now.
No, there isn't.
UM?
San Jose State's a college. San Jose City College. You're just a bad human being. All right,
he's not even around. Don Bailey, it's okay, right?
He is in town.
Oh, is he?
And
sorry,
Bo. He gets tired of hearing that stuff.
Maybe UM. He went to UM, University of Milpenis.
Why do you think that's so funny?
Shame they can't be the Trojans because USC already took that.
Oh, you just if you could.
It's high school though. Obviously, the Trojans, but
is it?
Yeah,
it's Milpenis Trojans. Jeez,
you know that? Come on,
I didn't. I forgot. I swear,
the Trojan men of Milpenis High School.
And before you go back to being a 7-year-old,
did they have?
Move on?
They probably didn't have Trojan condoms in his day, did they?
I don't know how long.
Because I would have added on to the whole joke. But
so are you asking me how long Trojans have been around?
Just condoms in general. I don't know if they had them in your day. When were they invented? I don't know.
I should know, but I don't know.
I'm going to look that up for the 9 o'clock hour, the invention of the
Honestly, I just didn't have sex that much in college.
That's true. You didn't need to worry about it. Right. You were your own.
Stay away from me there, Mrs. Tudor. Leave me alone. All right.
The gap tooth helped you out, right?
Oh, man, when you're ugly. Listen, when you're ugly and you got one eyebrow and a gap that's 6 inches apart, you don't have to worry about women. Part of the market is cut out of the, Joe, stay out of that sorority. You got no shot. No, they've already told me. Don't go to that one. Well, what about that one? No. You need to get back to the apartment complex or get over to the dorms. All right, hey, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. Time to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Eric, man, you guys, you continue to do it, man. Yeah, that 135-35-7 program is big. 135 trucks, 35 years in the business, and 7 days a week. Now you know what those numbers mean when I talk about them at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They've been around a long time. I know, listen, the business gets a bad rap from time to time, and I understand. I do. A lot of choices for plumbing companies, a lot of choices for air conditioning companies. But I will tell you, when you've been around this long, I can tell you one thing nobody can question is the great service. Come out as quickly as possible. We got crews at work on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Trained and certified technicians, not just that, but licensed, experienced plumbers, the best in the business, all there. And the goal, honestly, if you need a new air conditioning unit or you need a new water heater, we are the water heater kings of South Florida. And when it comes to air conditioning units, all different sizes and water heaters, we got everything you could ever want. We don't have to order them. They don't have to be shipped in. They've already been shipped in. They're right here in South Florida waiting for you. So the next time you have a blown out air conditioning unit or you need a new water heater, not a problem. Same day installation is the goal every day. Financing plans as well. Hey, they've been around a long time. It's still family owned and going strong thanks to Eric and the gang over there. Hey, I want to let you know that when it comes to any kind of problems, you've seen the billboards. They've been around a long, long time. More than 800,000 customers served. The number one Rheem dealer in the nation. I could go on and on, but you've seen the billboards. So I'll just say this. Call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.